BFM 89.9, I'm Ahmad Fuad Rahmat.
I'm Vizla Kumarisen.
And you're listening to Digital Desires, the show that explores how screen culture is changing human interaction. And as you all may have heard, the internet is a more eventful place than usual this start of 2018 because of vlogger Logan Paul. He uploaded 2 days ago, perhaps even less, a video of him going into an infamous suicide forest in Japan, after which he found a dead body hanging on a tree and proceeded to video it and acted in ways that were disrespectful. He then uploaded this video and all hell broke loose. He is pretty much the villain online right now.
Yeah, so this video has gotten a lot of flack, and I caught up with it on Twitter yesterday with a lot of reaction from people, particularly people who seem to have either known someone who had a relative who has committed suicide in the past, or who is dealing with a mental health issue, or just people who are generally upset and disgusted by a couple of things. There was first, you know, the way the body was portrayed in the video, and secondly, also his reaction.
Hello? Yo, what the f... Actually... Yo, are you alive? Are you f***ing with us? So, okay, a lot of things going through my mind. This is a first for me. This is definitely a first for me. This literally probably just happened. Yes, Sushi, you call the police? This is very, dude, his hands are purple. He did this morning. Oh no, I'm so sorry about this, Logan. This was supposed to be a fun vlog. We were gonna address this before we saw this.
We were.
I'm not just saying this. I was gonna set up the camp and everything. Obviously, and now experiencing it in real life and firsthand, suicide is not a joke. Depression and mental illnesses are not a joke.
In no way.
We came here with an intent to focus on the haunted aspect of the forest. This just became very real, and obviously a lot of people are going through a lot of shit in their lives. And
we just want you guys to know that if you're going through anything, like, we're here for you.
We're here for
you. Your friends, your family.
The love gang's
here
for you.
There are people out there that care for you.
Exactly.
We just want you guys to know that and remember that.
Suicide is not the answer, guys. There are people that love you and care for you. Like I said, we were going to do this before this happened. This just turned really way too scarily real.
Okay, so I probably should have done this before we played that clip. So this the YouTube video that we're discussing today has gotten a lot of reaction online, and a lot of people have been triggered by it. It does deal with a very heavy topic, and from what I understand, I didn't watch the video clip personally. From what I know, you did. Logan Paul and his friends went into the forest apparently to look for ghosts and to look for, you know, haunting effects and things like that, and they stumbled upon this body and they filmed it. So the reaction that you just heard was basically their reaction when they stumbled upon this body, and this person had committed suicide by hanging.
So just some context so that we get to understand what's going on here. Logan Paul's known to be, well, he's known for his obnoxious and brash persona. Mm. That's how he's made his fortune out of YouTube. Mm. So this is a bit out of character compared to the other stuff he's done. And what people who are his critics are going to point out is how the encounter, that moment of encounter, is not as raw as he claims it to be. It's clearly dramatized, and he's doing it as part of his YouTube persona. So this is going to be pointed out, because eventually he's going to take it in a different direction, a different tone, and this is what people were most upset about, in that he treated it like a joke.
Craziest part about this? The parking lot is right there, dude.
Yeah.
It's literally right there. Like, mm-hmm. Guys, we're 100 yards away from the parking lot.
I don't feel very good.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
Well, you never stand next to a dead guy?
No.
I just couldn't believe
God damn it.
Like, we joke about seeing things in here and, like...
It was going to be a joke.
Yeah.
This was all going to be a joke. Why did it become so real?
Okay, so this was one of the things that a lot of people took offense with. He's joking. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of laughter. Yes, he did ask for the police to come, and I think they waited until help arrived. But during all that, there was a lot of laughing. There was a lot of joking. But talking about picking up from where you left, Fuad, but you said that he was in character. Yes, he was. He built up for a funny show. I don't know who Logan Paul is. I'd never heard of him until mm-hmm. yesterday, and I've never watched any of his videos. But it's from what I've read. You know, he turned on the character. I think, you know, he put on a funny hat. Mm-hmm. He put on the demeanor of his character, and then he walked into the forest. You know, thinking that they were going to film a jokey segment on ghosts in this forest, and they didn't expect to stumble upon this. And to me, it really does sound like he was trying to deal with a very uncomfortable situation, trying to deal with a situation where he perhaps was scared, and he didn't know how else to do it except to make really stupid jokes. What do you think?
Pretty much. In fact, towards the end of the film, and this is again another triggering point for a lot of the people who watch this, he basically summarized everything by saying, well, this is what he does. He documents almost everything, almost all aspects of his life on YouTube, and it's to entertain you. It's to entertain people, something to that effect. So clip went on, it clearly betrayed the initially somber and serious note in which it began with. So now everybody's making statements about this. Other YouTubers are calling him out, even celebrities like Aaron Paul.
PewDiePie,
who's also notorious for his own reasons. So now basically 2018's found its first internet victim.
Yeah.
Now, what is probably saddest about this is that we know almost little to nothing about the person who passed, right? Even though the images of his dead body is being produced and reproduced, you know, to be uploaded everywhere. And this has become largely, unfortunately, about Logan Paul, and hopefully it's a cautionary tale for others who are trying to do these sorts of things to get more hits and views.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, judging from his reaction and his friends, thinking about it, I don't know what the appropriate reaction is when you stumble upon something like this. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. So I do feel for Logan Paul, you know, that he is caught in this. And Logan Paul actually issued an apology. So he issued two apologies. One was on Twitter, and the second was a video apology, and we're going to play a clip from that.
So what we came across that day in the woods was obviously unplanned, and the reactions you saw on tape were raw. They were unfiltered. None of us knew how to react or how to feel. I want to apologize to anyone who's seen the video. I want to apologize to anyone who has been affected or touched by mental illness or depression or suicide. But most importantly, I want to apologize to the victim and his family. For my fans who are defending my actions, please don't. They do not deserve to be defended. Like I said, I've made a huge mistake. I don't expect to be forgiven. I'm just here to apologize, and I promise to be better.
That was Logan Paul's apology. It came a little too late in that this is, again, like you said, Vizla, a follow-up to his first apology, which was posted on Twitter, which people felt was disingenuous. Mm. The language was a bit too callous. By the time he posted this clip, I looked at the comments, and they were saying, well, he's a comedian, he's an actor. Do we really expect to take him seriously? He has a team behind him, so on and so forth. So that hasn't extinguished the tensions. But let's pause for now. We already summarized the case for you. We'd love to hear what you make of it, though. Who's to blame here? You know, some people say Logan Paul is still young. He made a mistake. He was just being an idiot.
He's 22, I think.
Yeah, 22 and a millionaire as well. Yeah. So, but there are people trying to be sympathetic. But other commentaries have also called out the fact that this is mob mentality that we keep seeing resurfacing online. So what do you make of it? Call us at 03-7710-9000. Or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I'm Ahmad Fahd Rahmat alongside Vizla Kumarisan. And this is Digital Desires on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, I'm Ahmad Fahd Rahmat alongside Vizla Kumarisan. And we are talking about Logan Paul's infamous video on Digital Desires, the show that explores how screen culture is changing human interaction. And the first part of the show, we give an overview of the clip and the kinds of strong reactions that have come out as a result. And we'd love to hear from you to get your sense of what happened and what's the appropriate reaction. You can call us at 03-7710-9000 or WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio with your thoughts. Another dimension that we haven't mentioned to this, Vizla, is the fact that YouTube actually reviewed it and then approved it.
Yes.
And then put it among the trending list of videos for
yes,
the day.
Yes.
So there's another angle to it in that, correct, Logan Paul, what he did was utterly ridiculous and disrespectful, but YouTube knew it. I mean, he's one of YouTube's prized assets, but nonetheless allowed the video to play on their platform for some time, at least enough for it to be this viral sensation.
Yeah, I was actually talking about this with a colleague earlier, and we were discussing whose responsibility it was, you know, to make sure content like this doesn't get on air. And we agreed that it should be a shared responsibility. Like, you know, people make false judgment, people make mistakes, people sometimes, like what Logan Paul said, he did get carried away because he is such a big star that he thought he could get away with it and that people would watch it and like it. But it was unwise, right? And I think in that sense, that's where the, you know, a platform like YouTube should also come in to have an oversee over such content that goes online. From what I understand, a lot of his followers are between 10 and 13 years old. Very precarious age, and I think, not that I'm, you know, calling for censorship or anything like that, but I think there should at least be some kind of advisory, some kind of, you know, discussion before the video gets aired, so people understand what they're watching.
You're right that a lot of these YouTube personalities, vloggers rather, that circulate in the discourse that Logan Paul's in are young. In fact, some of them have actually tried to speak up for him, right? And I saw video reviews of this, and they're really, really just in their teenage years, you know, and they're trying to process what's going on, but they've also become attached to his image, you know, that they're put in this very difficult position to think about suicide and try to speak out on it, you know. So it's generating this undercurrent of restlessness as to what's going to happen to this celebrity culture that YouTube's created, that in many ways, if you look at Logan Paul's justification, you know, that's basically what he says. So, look, I'm a YouTube personality. This is what I'm supposed to do. And I didn't realize that I had gone overboard because prior to this, I had always been going overboard. So
exactly. And so what's different this time, right? And the fact is, from what I read, the video had been watched over 500 million times. Sorry, 500,000 times, not 500 million. 500,000 times before someone actually raised some kind of alarm about this video. That means 500,000 people watched it and thought it was okay.
Yeah, and it's been re-uploaded on many different platforms.
Yeah.
Even in some cases, under the guise of being commentary or critique, right? But that clip has unfortunately reincarnated in different contexts.
Yeah.
But thereby just generating his notoriety, right?
Yeah.
So there's a piece on The Independent, which I think you shared with me, that basically asked, tongue-in-cheek, you know, how long until this thing kind of dies down, people forget about it, and he just continues his millionaire lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
It's probably a week, if not less, right?
And I think we have to remember also that Logan Paul is a YouTube celebrity, and they need... He might have said that he doesn't need the views, but that's his job, right? Mm-hmm. That's what pays his bills. And can you hold bloggers like him to the kind of ethical standards that we hold other people to, like journalists, for example, or even a platform like YouTube. Can we hold them to the same kind of ethics that we hold, say, CNN or BBC Al Jazeera to? They're not a news platform, mm-hmm. right? And that's what they're here for, to upload popular videos, to make people popular, you know, to disseminate information. But I suppose this is where I think the third dimension comes in, which is the public, the viewing public. And I suppose this is where we can argue for the healthy democracy of such platforms like YouTube, because it depends on people and their reporting or their responding in order to understand how different videos affect different people.
Yeah, just for more context, according to Forbes, Logan earns £100,000 per Facebook post and £59,000 for sponsored Instagram posts. So, you know, he's not marginalized. He's not, granted, he's probably going through a lot of like psychological duress right now, but he's privileged in many
ways.
Yes,
he is privileged. He is powerful. And with that comes responsibility. And he acknowledges that in a very, I suppose, strange way in his apology, but that has come too late, unfortunately.
Yeah. People have said that this is the power of the internet speaking, that yes, there's a lot of room for tolerating a bunch of shenanigans and a lot of boundary pushing in terms of these kind of jackass-type performances that a lot of these vloggers do. And the fact that the internet can get angry is a good thing, because like you said, there's no regulation actually going on. There's no mechanism to actually check that a lot of these vloggers are held responsible for the kind of content they put up. Yeah. So one can argue that this is actually healthy, that the fact that he's getting all this backlash shows that people are sensitive, people are still trying to uphold some level of decency when it comes to, you know, what YouTube celebrities can get away with, right?
Yeah. So I suppose now there are multiple things, right? There's Logan Paul's video, there is YouTube, and I think now the third thing is the response appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
In this case, it's hard for me to sympathize with him. And I get it that in a lot of cases, the internet can be a very, very like cruel place when it comes to mob sentiment.
Brutal,
right?
Even.
Brutal, yeah. So, but again, people pointed out, well, this is a privileged white tourist in Japan trying to make money out of the spectacle that is this forest. And and he's just one out of a whole cottage industry of thousands of other YouTube vloggers trying to make it. So perhaps in that similar vein too, right? Because he has a brother who does these sort of performances. Even his dad is also a participant in his stunts and videos, Greg Paul. So is a family of, I guess, YouTube stars that is generating a certain genre, right? Yeah. That probably will be replicated by different types of other
but
YouTube stars.
It's different when they do that in their, say, in their own home base, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of Japanese responses has been that, you know, this forest is it's held with such deep regard in Japan. Right. And, you know, people, hundreds of deaths happen there every month. You know, people form search parties. The police have even stopped releasing statistics of number of suicides there because they don't want to encourage things like that. There's so many different things that happen there. So even if Logan Paul's initial intent was to film ghosts, mm-hmm. It is a complete disregard for the kind of cultural sensitivities around this area. And that is another thing that has to be taken into consideration, right? A lot of, especially Western-based vloggers do this. They don't understand the significance of what they are going into. For them, it's a matter of, oh, it's exotic or it's possible to have more views. Mm-hmm. And so when Logan Paul says he didn't do it for the views, yes, we have to be skeptical about that.
Yeah. And I wonder as well the extent to which this is all, you know, strange in that for me, at least, when you look at what Logan Paul tries to portray, right, this personality, the way he pitches it is that he is expressing his life in his most raw form, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how these vloggers have purchased to begin with, and that we get an intimate view into their everyday life, into the kind of sense of humor, their contradictions, so on and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. And this is unfortunately a byproduct of the kinds of consumption that's taking place,
yes.
right? Because social media is that. It's an attention economy. It wants people hooked on these personalities. And he has, he's not an overnight sensation, right? He's built a name over the years as an actor, as a comedian, even producing short films, all of which contributed to this aura. So on one hand, yes, he did go overboard with this stunt, and he tried to make a spectacle where he shouldn't have, but he is something that the culture has produced for some time. Yeah. He is, in fact, the poster child for its success. So there's a broader discussion that has to happen. And like many people, many cynics observing this will probably say or think at this point, we're probably going to forget about it in a week, right? So the critical discourse is good, but I wonder how long until it just gets distracted with something else. What are your thoughts on this? Call us at 03-7710-9000 or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio with your thoughts. Again, the number is 03-7710-9000. The WhatsApp is 018-789-8899 and the tweet is at BFM Radio. Logan Paul is the villain 2018. The first week 2018.
First villain.
So, it'll be interesting to see who tops him. And I'm sure he's come up in your feeds. So what do you think?
Yeah. Coming back to what you said just now about, you know, the culture that's produced it. There has been quite a lot of discourse also around the policies that YouTube has about what content it can put up and what it can't. There have been a lot of people from different marginalized communities, particularly sexual minorities, whose videos have not been allowed on YouTube, whose content has been removed. Young women, young mothers who want to put up videos on, say, things like breastfeeding, have not been allowed to put their content up there because it is, I don't know the word, but it's basically censored, it's taken down.
Right.
So a lot of people are also asking, how come those videos are taken down, but videos like this get through YouTube's, you know, whatever process it has before it, the vetting process before it gets on the stream.
Yeah. In this case, Logan Paul was such a sure thing monetarily that they would rather let this become the big thing. It has become, generate a buzz online, more hashtags, than to just not take that risk. Right?
So is that all it comes down to? Generating buzz, clicks, and money?
Unfortunately. I mean, these platforms are businesses after all, and they want to stay ahead because the attention economy is such that people get distracted. All different platforms are trying to get every user's full attention, and you have to be sensational to maintain that.
Okay, so we've got a caller, Julian. We're trying to get him on air. Hi, Julian, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, this is Vizla and Fuad's here. Let us know your thoughts about this video that Logan Paul posted, Julian.
Okay, well, I've only just heard about it because you all were talking about it. So I haven't seen it and I don't think I particularly want to. Because there's pretty much enough of that worse on the internet these days, so I think it's something that has happened that people are becoming very desensitized to this kind of thing.
Yep.
Which is, I think, a pretty bad thing. And was the guy hanging off a tree and they took a video of him? Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so, I mean, you see people getting run down by trucks being, various other terrible and disgusting ways to die.
Yeah.
And even here with the local scene, you see guys in your motorbike accidents where the guy's in about five pieces on the road.
Everybody has got their phones whipped out.
Eh?
Everybody's got their phones whipped out and recording the incident.
Yeah, I mean, and somebody pretty are literally dying on camera. In asking for help, and everybody just standing around and telling them to pray, basically, which I thought was really, really terrible. But yeah, I think why YouTube should have done something about it in the first place, if not this Logan himself, sort of step back and say, okay, I don't think we really need to let people see this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If not, you know, I mean, if you still want to talk about it, you can talk about it, but you don't have to show the corpse.
Mm.
You know, you can just say, okay, we came in here and then we came across somebody. You can talk
yes.
about it and tell how it made you feel, but you don't have to show the every single detail and close-ups and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think his apology was genuine?
I couldn't really comment on that because, you know, anymore, you know, you can make an apology. The fact that he made an apology, I think, is something. Whether it's to cover up from him losing out on his source of income or whether he was generally affected.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people are questioning his motive for apologizing.
Yeah.
I mean, for something like that, you know, it would actually be like a delayed reaction, I guess.
Yeah, you'd walk I think you're right.
You're in broadcast mode and then, you know,
yeah.
somewhere later it was something, okay, yeah. That was...
Okay, true. Yeah.
And,
thanks a lot, Julian,
you know,
for that.
You're joking and laughing and all that. I think that is, you know, possibly, it's your way of reacting. Dealing with
Of course, it was a way of dealing with it, but it was also, you know, distasteful and disrespectful. Right. Thank you so much, Julian. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
I think the next question after that is, what is he going to do about it, right? Because he has the influence, he has the platform, he has the money. Could he transform that to something positive as a way to, I don't know, make up for all the damage that he's done, right? All the hurt that he's caused as well. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I mean, if... It seems that he is truly interested in raising awareness about mental illness and depression and things like that. And I think if he really wanted to go down that route, the responses that he got for this video is ample. You know, it gives him ample room to do that. And he can. There are multiple other ways. And as what Julian said, there are different ways for you to talk, highlight the issue that is a bit more respectful and tasteful.
I also want to bring up one argument that I have seen in the exchanges about, where he had gone wrong, because some people actually did say that, all right, you know, you're exposed to all sorts of obscenities on the internet anyway, so what separates him from the rest of them? Well, the difference is that this is all curated and edited and directed and thought out, right? So this was another episode that he was going to release. This is not just some CCTV
footage that
happened to just have been, on when an accident happened or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's something about the deliberation behind it.
Yeah, exactly. The reactions might have been that, but, you know, it was still an edited video that was put up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of decisions went into which clips get selected and which don't.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, when he said, I didn't know, I do have to question that.
Yeah, because... it seems to me, at least from his other videos, there's a lot of thought behind it, there's a lot of planning behind it, and there's a whole process between capturing that footage and uploading it and then letting it be online for as long as it was, that showed that there were choices that he could have made that were wiser. And it was a basic choice to respect a dead person, right? And that's why a lot of people could be outraged about it.
Yeah. And we've got a tweet from Nurul Hazira. My friends and I stumbled upon a dead body hanging from a tree in Gnomesville in Perth during our road trip 5 years ago. Wow. We saw the crime scene tapes around the entrance. A policewoman approached and explained to us what had happened. Our vacation mood instantly changed. Thank you for sharing that, Nurul Hazira, and I'm really sorry you had to go through that. But yes, you know, it's very obvious that this is not something that people is meant to be enjoyable. It's not something that's meant to be joked about. It's serious, and you don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
You do have to treat it with respect.
This brings up a question that we've addressed before on a few occasions in different contexts. But the idea here is that social media engagement requires a certain level of emotional health and psychological awareness, right? Because this is an extreme case, but we've talked about the kind of peer pressure that happens when we consume social media, or the sorts of isolation that takes place as well. So, and you have thoughts on this as well, right, Vizsla?
Yeah, I do. And yes, you know, it requires a lot of emotional health. But the thing is, a lot of people are on different levels. And it's hard to predict how people are going to respond, because there's no way you can know. And you're on the other side of the screen. As close as you think you are to people through screens, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a tweet from KH Lim. The vast majority across cultures would respect a dead victim regardless in what form. Instead of him capturing it for his own YouTube content, I'd rather he report it to the local authorities for their next course of action. So yeah, I agree with you, and a lot of people pointed that out as well. There's a moment in the clip where he talked about how close the corpse was to the parking lot, right? So, but that was followed with an extended delay of their reactions rather than them recognizing the urgency of the situation to do something about it.
Yeah, but you know, to Logan Paul's benefit, I think they did call for help. And from what I understand, they waited until help arrived.
Mm-hmm.
They did wait until the authorities arrived. But it was while they were waiting that they, you know, decided to go on with their antics.
Yeah. So we'll see how this plays out in the next week or so. And if there are developments, we might even bring it up for discussion. But my guess is, like everything else online, it will be forgotten in a few days. I mean, what do you think, like, moving forward from here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about how Logan Paul has killed his own career. It is understandable if advertisers pull out, because it's not just about, yes, it will die in a week. People will remember. But nothing goes away on the internet.
That's true too.
Right? Even when the video has been removed from YouTube, it's still available.
Yeah.
And it's going to remain in our collective consciousness for a while. A lot of people have been affected by this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an issue that is very close to home for many people. It is culturally sensitive. Mental health, you know, wise, it's also hotbed of issues. Even mental health experts find it very difficult to talk about this topic. And so it's not going to go away as, you know, as easily as, you know, others might have.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see what impact it has on his career, though, I think.
At the very least, it's a cautionary tale for all you aspiring vloggers out there.
Yes, and also I do think that YouTube needs to relook its criteria for uploading content.
Yep. Thanks again for listening. On that note, don't forget to look up our Facebook page, just type Digital Desires on the search space, and be sure to like it. We'll post links to the episodes as well as other relevant topics. Thanks again for listening. You can also email the bigger picture at biggerpicture@bfm.my. I'm Ahmad Fahd Rahmat alongside Vizsla Kumarisa, and this is Digital Desires, BFM 89.9, the business station.